I'm excited to be here. Thank you. Thank y'all so much. The youth praise team, the youth musicians, the youth bass player. Praise God. The youth drummer. Praise God. Thank y'all so much. Thank you for being here this morning. It feels awesome in the presence of God. I'm excited for what God is about to do here today. I'd like to turn your attention to Isaiah chapter number 10. I'm going to start my timer right now. I'm not going to tell you how long it's set for, but I started it. Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. And it shall come to pass. I'm out of breath already, my Lord. I need to work on my cardio. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, God, for moving amongst us, God, that your presence is in this house, God. Bless this word, God. Bless this time that we have together, Lord. We thank you. We honor you. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, everyone said amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I'd like to talk to you from the title, Don't Try to Break It, Let God Destroy It. Don't try to break it, let God destroy it. Praise the Lord. The yoke is it's a familiar thing. If you could put picture number one, it's a familiar piece. We often see it, you know, Little House on the Prairie kind of stuff, and that big wooden slab that's strapped across those two oxen. And the yoke, we hear the yoke, we talk about the yoke. The yoke is, by definition, it's just a piece of wood that is used to go over the shoulders and the neck of an animal in which to attach it or connect it to a plow or to a cart. So we have the yoke. I've got this thing right here. This is kind of a modern day yoke, this thing that I have right here. I got it from a friend of mine. He has draft horses, and they pull carriages for weddings and funerals, and he gives carriage rides down south in West Palm Beach. And this thing right here goes over the neck of one of those huge draft horses. And it's pretty simple. It's pretty cool, this here yoke. It's not too heavy at all. I mean, I can pick this up with one hand. It's pretty easy. It's pretty light. It's not too big of a deal. But see, the yoke itself isn't going to be that heavy. The yoke is what connects you to a burden. The yoke is what connects you to the plow. The yoke is what connects you to that thing. So James chapter 1, verse 14 and 15, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. So you're tempted after your lust. You're drawn away after your lust. It's not the devil's. Don't blame it on the devil. It's yours. It's yours. You got to own it. It's yours. And you're tempted when you're drawn away by it. When you're drawn away, it's pulling you somewhere. So it's tempted. You're tempted when you're drawn away by your own. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Sin, when it is finished. Doesn't start out that way. It doesn't start out that way. It doesn't start out with lung cancer. It doesn't start out with liver cancer. It doesn't start out that way. It starts out with everybody's doing it. Starts out with, it's cool. See, there's this thing, this cool thing could you go to picture number two or three? I don't know which one. Can y'all see that? That right there is cute, isn't it? That's a little baby calf. It's cute. It's adorable. I raised several of them in my lifetime. They're adorable. But that thing right there, that little red thing with the two sticks sticking out, that's called a training yoke. It's not heavy. It's not heavy at all. It's real light. It's just a training yoke. Because it doesn't start off real heavy. See, I can delve in that first drink, that first smoke, that first website, that first time, that first thing, and it's real light. It's a little bit uncomfortable. I can still come to church. I can still sit down. I mean, Brother Matt's not going to sit too close to me because he don't know what that big old thing I'm carrying is. And so he's going to keep his distance, but I can still make it. I can still, it's just a small, it's not too big of a deal right now. I can still lift my hands. If service gets going too big, Brother Keith goes to take a lap, I might be able to jump in with him. I can't go quite as fast. I'm not quite as free, but it's just a training yoke. It's just that one thing, that hook that got me. It's just right there, and I can live with this. Brother Keith, I can still function. You're a functioning Christian. I can still function with this right here. It's not too bad. It don't look too bad. I mean, right? It doesn't look too bad, right? Right? I mean, you can't really notice it if I turn this way, right? It's the yoke. It's the yoke. And so, when it is finished, it's that first rated R movie, that first sensual song, that first Netflix and chill, that first inappropriate text, that first flirty picture, that first. It's when it starts. It's not too heavy. It's not too heavy. I can still worship. I can still sing freedom. I can still clap a little louder. Not as long and. But I can still function. Romans chapter number 6 and verse 14. Hold on, before you go there, show picture, I lied. Go ahead. Romans chapter 2 and verse 12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. That you should obey the lust thereof. Let not sin reign in your mortal body. But see, when we're stuck in something, when we've got this yoke, see, that yoke has a tendency to control or reign in our life. Paul said, when I meant to do good, evil was there. When I tried, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. When I tried to do the right thing, evil was present. When I thought I had it under control. See, Mama, I'm almost grown. I can handle it. Mama, don't tell me who I can hang around. Mama, I've got it. I'm good. I'm good. I'm in control. This is, I can handle it. But see, that yoke, when it is finished, sin, when it is finished, and verse 13, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God. There's a whole different kind of yoke. We'll get to it a little bit, I'm sure, but there's a different kind of yoke. See, you can't wear two yokes at the same time. You've got a burden sitting there for the outreach department, but the yoke you're wearing won't hook to that burden. The yoke, you can't pull it. Sister Elizabeth, you'll never get the help you need for outreach with their burden sitting there. You can't connect to that outreach. You can't connect to the youth ministry with that burden because that yoke's connected to something else. The yoke you're wearing, that yoke's connected to something else. And so you can't pull a certain burden. You can't pull that burden for men's ministry. You can't pull that burden. You can't have a prayer life with that yoke on you. You can't pull a burden. You can't have intercessory prayer. You'll never hook in Because that yoke, it won't fit, Brother Key, it won't fit. And see, there's we have to yield ourselves as instruments of righteousness, not unrighteousness. Verse 14, for sin shall have dominion, for sin shall not have. That's a big not right there. Sin shall not have dominion over you. You're not under the law, but under grace. Hebrews, if you could put that other scripture. You know, it's easy to tell. If you could put that picture up there, it's easy to tell when somebody bit off more than they could chew. Sometimes I think that's Brother Keith. It's easy to see when somebody kind of bit off more than they can chew. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, guys, I'm good. Like, you ever walked into church that way? You kind of felt like that guy up there in the air. I got it. I'm good. Everybody else knows you can't handle it, but I'm good. I got it all together. We're going to be just fine. We're going to be just fine. I'm blessed and highly favored. Jesus loves me. You walk into church and you got my nice suit on, and you can't really see that. See, when it is finished, Brother Brandon, could you bring that other thing out real quick? Because, see, the yoke isn't done yet. Yoke's not. I'm not going to bring a horse or anything out. Relax. The yoke, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death. See, this is easy to deal with. This is easy. Here, you talk. I'll put it on. No. Okay. Kind of cumbersome now. You get the rest of it on. Yeah, I got my life together. Yeah. I remember when I used to come to church and everything was good. Everything was good, brother. I still go to church. I still go to church. Is there a yoke in your life? Kind of puts a real... See, you don't see those spiritual yokes. You can see my yoke. See, I come to church with all this hurt, all this pain in my life. I come to church with all this stuff I've been carrying, all this. You can see my yoke, Brother Payne. We can't see the spiritual weight that's on your shoulders, but you can see me dragging this big old thing around, right? You can see that person you're next to. That person you're next to. It's kind of awkward to sit next to them in church. They don't rightly fit on that pew. It's uncomfortable in church. I used to be able to lift my hands. I used to be able to sing that song about freedom. I used to run when all those crazy guys got something in there. I can't clap anymore. I'm carrying this thing, it looked, at first it was cool, at first I thought I could handle it, at first I was good, at first it was easy for me to come into church, and I got it together, I got it, I'm good, God loves me, I got the Holy Ghost, what is this? I thought it was supposed to be easier, and you know what we do, I need a breakthrough, right? I need to break through. I need to push past this. I need a breakthrough in my life. I need God to do something. I can't keep this. Like, I can't do it like this. And so we get this great, great breakthrough, and the service goes just right. You ever been in the service? It was just right. It was perfect. Praise team, you could hear them all. They were balanced just perfectly. The bass player had his, he was just thumping. Had it going. The drummer, you could hear him perfectly. The lead singer had it all going on. Everything was perfect, and they sung your song. They sung the perfect song. They sung your song, and all of a sudden it started getting a little looser. You know what? I'm feeling it now. I might get a tickle down my spine right here. I feel the Holy Ghost, and said, you're about to get a breakthrough, right? And you lay this thing at the altar, because that's what we do, right? That's what we do. We lay it down at the altar, right? Because Jesus said what? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor. Yeah, that's me, I labor. That's me. That's me, I labor. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Yep, I'm heavy. I'm heavy. Come on. And I, I give you rest, right? Rest for your souls. You'll find rest here, for my yoke is easy. Well, I need an easier yoke because this thing ain't working. Am I talking to anybody yet? I need an easier yoke. This one ain't working. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Good. Good. That sounds good. I missed a scripture. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. There's a lot of folks in this place. Used to carry a yoke just like this. Used to carry a yoke just like this. Walked into church. See, when it means something, oh, it means something completely different, Brother Cron, when they sang, "He set me free." Brother Cron sings a different song than I do. He set me free. I remember. See, I remember bondage. I wish y'all could feel how heavy this is. It's so hard to carry this thing. It's so hard, but I made up my mind when I was writing this. I said, I'm going to carry it through the whole service. Because that's what some of y'all do. The whole worship service. Time in, time out, over. Just kind of dragged myself into church. I barely made it this morning. I came dragging in. I made it, though. I made it, right? I made it. I made it. I don't know if I'll let anything happen, but I made it. You come and you sit. Preacher preaches his heart. And oh, that's for somebody else, Brother Keith. It's not for me. That's for somebody else. Somebody else is carrying that weight. So somebody else is going to get their miracle. Somebody else. It's not for me. It's not for me. Not today. I'm sure somebody else needs what he's saying. I'm starting to sweat up here. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. I love this generation. I love the young people of this generation, but it's easy to get caught in sin. There's nothing new under the sun. I'm aware of that, but it's easy to get caught in sin. I thought about bringing in a bunch of numbers and giving you all the statistics, and I didn't feel like doing all that. I have them right there in my notes, but I'm not going to do it today, but you see it. You live in the real world. You see it every day. You see the anger, the frustration, the complacentness. My Lord, I was standing in line. I had a sore throat for like 6 months, so I decided to go get an antibiotic, and I went to a clinic, and I got an antibiotic. First time I've been to the doctor in 10 years, and I went and I got one, and got it, paid like $85 for an antibiotic. I was like, I think I'm going to stay sick. And then I stood in line for like 20 minutes, and I was, all these prescription drugs folks was just in line for. Thing after thing after thing. People wasn't much older than me on antidepressants and anti-this and anti-that, trying to make me happy, trying to, a drug to make you feel like you're important, or a drug for this, and all this stuff. And I look at it, I'm like, oh, man, I know a God that can fix that. I know a God that can fulfill the purpose that we've been talking about. I know a God that can remind you of who you're supposed to be and what you were created for. I know a God that there ain't no bad side effects anyway. I mean, there's side effects like you'll stop doing that. There's side effects like you won't have to worry about drunk driving anymore. There's side effects like that, but God, I mean, he's got it together. I mean, it's so uncomfortable carrying this thing, but I can put on a good front, Brother Keith. I can come in. You don't even hear these chains clanging. You won't even hear it. It's just good. I'm just talking. Is that all right? Is that all right? I'm just, because see, I meet young people every day. You see them at the gym. You see them at school. They're trying to find themselves. They're trying to work through something. They're trying, see, they're, that broken home is heavy on them. Not sure why mama and daddy, what's going on, that 57% of teenage pregnancies, the girl's unmarried. 57% of pregnancies, 57% of pregnancies, they're not married. There's no father in the picture. There's going to be trouble in the home because of that. There's 50, and so you see these kids that are carrying this weight to school, and you wonder why the gangs are doing so well. You wonder why the, yesterday, just up the street, there was a stabbing. 27-year-old woman stabbed her 20-year-old boyfriend because they were fighting over marijuana. He's dead. He's gone. 20 years old. Yesterday was his last day on this planet. It was a hostage situation in McDonald's yesterday. I don't know all the details of it, but folks carrying weight. Folks walking in here with burdens. And we try to have that breakthrough, you know? Try to have that breakthrough. We come to church, if I can just get a breakthrough. You ever feel good after a breakthrough? You know, you lay all that down at the altar and you cast it down and you're good to go. I broke it. It was good, right? I broke it. Everything feels better. I broke it. And then you get up, you get out of the sanctuary, you get out of the church, and it's like the devil has little demonic workshops, and he grabs that yoke and he fixes it, and 2 weeks later, all of a sudden, you're back to carrying that big old yoke. I've been there. I spoke in tongues and shouted at men's conference, and I've been to those things, and I remember going to different, we're going to a youth quake this week, and it'll change your life if you'll let it, and it's powerful and it's awesome, but you can break some stuff, but there's something else. There's something missing. It's not a breakthrough. See, if you break a bone, it grows back stronger in that spot. I remember way back when I was a young man. Back before I got smart. Sorry. I remember going through some stuff. I'd bring my yoke to the altar, and I'd pray, and I'd get through, and it was great. I remember speaking in tongues. Everything was great. I thought I was good to go, and going just a few days later, dealing with the same thing over again, and I was like, all right, well, a couple weeks, I need a breakthrough again. I need God to work in my life. I can't do this. And so I'd go and I'd pray harder and I'd pray. I remember pounding the altar. God, I need you. God, I need you. I couldn't feel nothing. I'm fighting. And finally, I break through. See, it was so much harder that other time. And then I remember going the next time. Every time, it just kept getting harder and harder and harder to get my breakthrough. And I was like, what is going on? See, God never meant for you to just have a breakthrough. Because God's got a whole different yoke for you to carry. God's got a whole different yoke for you to carry. God didn't, woo, Lordy. I'm good. Trying to get through life without looking stupid. Just trying to get through life without looking stupid. It's tough with this big old thing on. I could go so many ways with this. See, that's how you're getting through life right now. You're just stumbling around. See, that was perfect. That was like, that's a preacher's dream right there. Y'all see, I saw you trying to get through life, stumbling on that dude, stumbling on that Instagram picture. I saw you tripping. All right, I got to behave myself. Help me, Jesus. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. See, a broken yoke can be fixed. A broken yoke can be fixed. I've had my breakthrough. I've had a broken yoke can be fixed. But I'm tell you about a God who said, I'm going to destroy the yoke. Let me tell you about a God who said, I'm going to destroy the yoke. Because, see, there's going to come a time when I realize that all things are passed away, and behold, all things are made new. I'm talking about a Jesus who said, you're going to be buried in my name, and you're going to come up a new creature. You're going to come up and you're going to be different. You're taking on a name that's above every name. You're not going to walk around with this big old weight anymore. I'm talking about a God who said, you're going to be stronger. Because I've got a yoke for you to carry. I've got a ministry that you need to hook into. I've got somebody, but you won't be able to pull that burden with this yoke. I gotta scroll up. Exodus chapter 28, verse 41, the anointing oil was poured out upon Aaron and his son. Sons, he had a bunch of them. The anointing oil was poured out upon Aaron and his sons. I'm still holding this yoke because still holding yours. The anointing oil was poured out upon Aaron and his sons. Eli poured the anointing oil out on Samuel. Samuel poured the anointing out upon David. Joel said there's going to be something different. Joel said, there's something different. We're going to change the game a little bit. God told me, he said, in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit. He says, it's going to be a little different now. You're not going to get oil poured on your head. I've got a different kind of anointing. He said, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon you. I feel the Holy Ghost trying to say something. Peter said on the day of Pentecost, this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. In the last days, saith the Lord, I'm going to pour out my spirit, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. See, there's a yoke that's got to be destroyed, but it won't be destroyed. The anointing, without the anointing, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost is the only way for the anointing to destroy the yoke in your life. If you're looking for that to be gone, if you need something stripped away from you today, if you're tired of that burden, if you're tired of that pain, if you're tired of that weight, I tell you today, the Holy Ghost is the only way for that yoke to be destroyed. You'll fight your whole life. You'll fight your entire life with the same problem and the same burden and the same. You'll fight the same battle and you'll fight in a losing war. But if you'll allow the Holy Ghost to pour out on you, go flush all that out. Gonna change me forever. I'm done. Come unto me. Come on, somebody. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. I can't do it no more. I'm not trying to feed off of your emotions. I know we were stressed out with the hurricane, but I feel the anointing of God trying to deal with something bigger than that. I know we were all worried about some stuff, but I'm talking about I've been carrying this for a lot longer than the week that we were prepping for a hurricane. I feel the Holy Ghost. There's a young man, a young woman. There's somebody here. I got a burden. I got a burden for that ministry. I got a burden. I want to see God do something in my life. I dream of that. And it's, I've woken up with those. Ever woke up with that? That dream where, yeah. I'm gonna do that for God. I'm gonna hook into that burden. I'm gonna hook into that thing. But it's more than that. It's more than that today, if you'll allow God. I'm not talking about a breakthrough today. You don't need another breakthrough. You don't need to just pray until you feel good. You don't need to pray until you cry. I'm talking about you got to pray until the anointing is poured out. And when you open your mouth and you're speaking a language that you didn't learn. I don't know why God chose to do it like he did, but he did, and it's awesome. It's awesome. I remember when I received the Holy Ghost, and I remember when the Holy Ghost was the only thing I had. I remember when the Holy Ghost was the only thing I had. It wasn't a breakthrough that I needed when I was homeless in the parking lot of Walgreens. It wasn't a breakthrough. I needed that yoke destroyed. I was tired of going through the same old, same old. I was tired of sitting on the pew and just making it, just barely getting by. It's not living. It wasn't living. Could we stand in this house today? When the day of Pentecost was fully come. See, it's cool. It's cool now. Times have changed. We don't fight the same battles that we do, that our forefathers fought. It's cool now if people speak in tongues in church. It's a lot more accepted. You know that? Charismatic movement. It's growing tremendously. But there's truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It's more than a quick song. It's more than a fast. It's the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Brother Pat, Patrick, it's still true. It's still true. Except a man be born again of water and of spirit. I'm not trying to teach a different translation or a new way. This is the old path. This is the original. This is before man got his hands on it. This is what God intended for us. And so today, if you are heavy laden, if you're tired, if you fought the same battle too long, Brother Keith preached about the body. Brother Keith, the body doesn't send the hand to the hospital to get worked on. The body goes to the hospital for the hand to get worked on. I'm not going to do an altar call. I'm going to ask the church to come up here. Because there's some folks in the body. There's some things in the body. There's some things in the body that need to happen. And we are the body of Christ. So if you're standing next to somebody that needs to get worked on, if the surgeon, if the master physician, if the great physician is working on something, would you just be there? Just pray with somebody. Let's open up our mouth right now. Could we begin to pray? If there's a burden, I'm going to go ahead and lay it down. I've been waiting on my miracle for too long. I've been waiting on my deliverance for too long. I need that outpouring of the anointing. The anointing will destroy that yoke. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Your arms are heavy. Your arms are heavy. I can't lift up my hands. I can't lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. It's too much. You don't understand the weight that's on my shoulders. I don't understand the weight that's on your shoulders, but I understand the God that said he'll destroy the yoke. I understand the God that says, if you lay that burden down, the Holy Ghost is working right now. Come on, there's anointing being poured out right now. There's anointing being poured out right now. Oh, somebody's speaking tongues. Somebody's speaking tongues. That's it. Come on. Come on. Come on. There's anointing being poured out. I'm laying this burden down. I'm tired of carrying. I don't want a breakthrough. I want to be delivered. I don't want a breakthrough. I want this thing destroyed. Oh, come on. You don't need anybody to lay hands on you. I want you to begin to speak it out right now. I want you to begin to speak it out right now. You're taking on a new yoke. You're taking on a new yoke. Come on, somebody. You're taking on a new yoke. You're going to be able to hook to that ministry now. You're going to be able to hook to the Sunday school department now. That yoke is easy, and that burden is light. Go ahead, somebody. Go ahead, somebody. Let that anointing flow. Let that anointing flow. Spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. I want to be able to worship again. I want to be able to shout again. I want that victory back. I want to be able to sing with freedom in my spirit. Oh, that's it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Renew in me a clean heart. Oh, restore that right spirit. Go ahead, somebody. Come on, somebody. Lay that burden down. Lay that burden. Let that anointing flow. This is